All right, now for the idiot.
Go ahead.
I will say the guy's 75 years old, but you see, to me, it's different. I mean, I think 75 today is a lot different from 75 50 years ago.
My dad's 72, and he's like younger than I am.
I see people today. I saw a lady retired from teaching, and I swear to God, she looks like she's 38.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You look like I don't understand. I think maybe we're changing, we're evolving." But he's 75. He doesn't have any problems. Not physically ill. Just want to get that all out in the open
make fun of him.
He's 75 years old. He gets in his car, late model car, in his garage.
It's a new Cadillac, I believe.
Stuck there for 13 hours, trapped in his car.
I was so desperate, like you cannot believe. I was screaming. I tried to punch the window. Nothing happened. Hot is not the word. Hot is not the word. I felt like I was in hell.
The key fob died.
Oh, so he couldn't unlock the power doors.
Most cars you just pull the handle, and if you can't do it by pulling the handle, you have the release on the left side of by the seat. I have it in my car.
What is it, a release to open the door?
Uh-oh, Jill was in the car with him.
No,
I'm asking because I don't have the kind of car you have, so I'm not...
any car. I mean, most cars, you don't need the key to get out.
Right.
But newer cars that are dependent on that power-only system have an emergency pop-open.
Lever on the left.
Yeah. Okay, and he couldn't find that or he didn't know where it was?
And if you don't know that, maybe you ought to, look it up.
Could he turn the car on? Would the car ignition start or anything?
No, the
push to start. So if the key fob's dead, it can't send a signal to the car. And
anyway, so the car has a lever right there on the left hand side. I saw the picture. It's right there. I mean, it's right there. Unlock. It says unlock.
It's right under the seat he was sitting on.
It says unlock. So you're stuck in your car for, let's give it 30 minutes.
Right.
You're done beating on the glass.
You think you would? Yeah. You think you would just? I don't know. Look around a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe go in the glove compartment, get this thing called the owner's manual.
That tells you all the things about the car.
Yeah. No, he was there for 13 hours.
He even scribbled a goodbye note. So this is the letter you wrote.
That I was dying. This is a terrible way to die. And at the bottom I put, I love you.
And I did not notice the lever.
He didn't have a pen in the car to break the glass? You know how you put just one little pressure? Everyone's got a pen in the glove compartment. You push and it breaks.
75-year-old guy with a pen, I don't think, is breaking the auto glass.
I don't think you do that with a pen. You have to get one of those hard steel things.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of screwdrivers
in the back of my car. He's sitting on
the mechanism that would have saved him.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I'm alive. It's a miracle. There's no doubt
it's not a miracle. No, no. So an alert neighbor heard him. He left the garage door open. He never does that. The neighbor saw him in there.
So what, the neighbor just walked up and opened the door and he got out?
Yeah.
Did he not have a cell phone in his car? Everyone has their cell phone.
No, he didn't have a cell phone.
No phone, owner's manual.
I don't use those things, those cell phones. You know, they give you cancer.
I have to say, though, and I know Rick just wants to make fun of him, that has to be pretty terrifying because if you're hot and you're stuck in a car that long and you're like,
that's why you pull the lever or the door and you get out.
He's got a team of bloodthirsty lawyers, though, on his side.
Now he's got all these lawyers going to
They're just frothing him off like, what? You were trapped. Oh, GM. Oh.
You know what's going to happen? You know who pays for this now? We do. Because now we're going to have this big sticker you can't scrape off on the windshield to get out unlock mechanism. And then it has an arrow and it's in yellow and red.
It'll be the biggest button in your car.
Down along the seats, this car has an emergency lever to unlock doors.
So it does have all of that and stuff.
Oh, man. I mean, once you get out of the car and you realize you had the emergency lever, how bad do you feel?
I don't know. I don't think he felt that bad.
I feel bad for you. Rick Spacey.